Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted. The network. So it's only right if I unscript it. Check me out. Let's fit your word, let's get it heard, cause we are down to hear what's clever. Bars are not real talk, you can rap about whatever. Now if you get tuned in to this unscripted network, some you lose, some you win, get it? Let's work. Now I ain't C. Hicks, and this my man Dota Don. We keep everything unscripted going into overtime. Now all we finna do is interview dope artists. Whether you write hooks or write books, you're both authors. And on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. And if you spit hot flames, then tell us why we should listen. If you ain't spit no octane, then cause we could dish it out on more than a plate. Give us the B16, we'll turn it to the first 48. And we're never buying fraud, cause homie, we don't sell fake. I stand behind these bars and it's my cellmate. Yeah, this script is not prepared, this is unscripted. Wanna get your words heard, we'll say it or come spit it. 100 rounds a minute and I'm finished, not unlimited. Come up on a minute then, come and get unscripted, kid.
Yeah,
unscripted. The network. Now they're hearing two on accordance with the script written beforehand and prompt two. So,
yeah, what it is, folks. It's your boy C. Hicks, and I'm here with my homie straight from Louisville, KY, Double Fresh to Don. Now, welcome to our show, Unscripted Network. We are not scared of the real, and you could talk, rap, or read about whatever, however, whenever you want to, you dig? Now, if you ain't got no bars when you rap, you ain't got no business rapping. And that's it. Anyway, let's go ahead and network. And you can find me and my outlandish thoughts on Facebook as Carl Hicks. That's Carl H-I-X. I'm on Instagram as C. Hicks. That's C._HIX. And I'm on Twitter, but I ain't a tweeter, if that makes sense. Now, the big homie right here, Dough Fresh to Don, you can check Dough out on any major platform where music is listened to and or sold. And that's sold with an S as a support. Name just Law, that's Black Law. Rebel Music. So, let them know something.
What's good with it? What's good with it, C. Hicks? What's good with it, Unscripted Network? What's good with it, world? Dough Fresh to Don on the check-in. You know, I'm just blessed to be alive, to see another day, to be able to do another show. You know, feeling good, feeling great. You know what I'm saying? We halfway, well, we pretty much at the end of the week. You know what I'm saying? We got a great guest. You know, I'm excited to talk to this dude. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, C-Hicks, you know how we do, man. I'm going to let you introduce our guest. Let him know.
You know, without giving a whole lot away, because we want the brother, the good brother himself, to tell us what it's all about, we just going to unscript the brother, the good brother, I'm sorry, Jay Lamar. You know what I mean? And with all that being said, I believe this is you, Mr. Lamar. You unscripted. Let us know what the business is, brother.
What's up? What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jay Lamar. What's going on, Unscripted?
What's going
man,
on, bro?
Man, what's good with it, fam? What's good? We love the energy, man. What's good?
Yes, sir.
What's good? I'm a little amped up. I just got off another live, and I'm a little amped up, so I got a little bit more energy than I was coming with, but it's all good.
Hey. Hustle is life. Your words, not mine.
Right.
real talk, man. So, you know, yes. to start things off, man, you know, we like to, you know, let you give us a little, tell us a little bit about yourself, tell the people that's listening and that will listen to the show in the future, you know, a little bit about your humble beginnings, you know, where you from and how'd you get your start, not only just in music, but what made you pursue entrepreneurship, though, like you having your own clothing line, or should I say your own brand. So just let us know just a little, you know, a little bit about Jay Lamar. Bring him up to speed.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. First and foremost, I want to say I appreciate the opportunity and the invite to come on the show. It's been a minute since I've had to do an interview. I'm used to giving the interview, so I appreciate the invite. But I am a 31-year-old father of one, artist, songwriter, entrepreneur, social influencer. Pretty much, if you name it, I'm probably doing it.
hey.
I started off doing music back in 2000 and I want to say 2008. And honestly, it started off as a hobby. A lot of the friends that I had graduated from high school with, you know, they were doing a music thing. They had a group, and I was always hanging out with them. And to be honest, I was kind of forced into rapping. It was kind of like a peer pressure thing. It wasn't originally something I wanted to do, but being around the right people, it helped me develop a passion that I didn't know I had, and a talent that I didn't know I had. So, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to those brothers, my homie Sparks, my homie Saint. I still rock with them to this day. We're no longer affiliated with each other, but we still rock. Those are still my brothers. But they pretty much are the ones that got me started back in 2008. Let's see. I'm not as active with music anymore. I drop a gem every now and then. I've turned more into an entrepreneur the last 4.5 years. And I guess, honest to be all in all honesty, you know, when I went solo from my first group that I was a part of, you know, I had a dream to create a media company. You know, I branched off and things weren't working right with the first two groups, and I branched off and started my own thing. I started off a group. It's called Far From the Average Media Group. And, you know, I had a group of people. I had my own artists. And, you know, everything that's going on now is kind of the vision that I had back then. I just didn't have, of course, all of the money and the resources and the patience that I did before that I do now. You know, so, you know, getting into entrepreneurship, honestly, I come from a long line of hustlers. My family, my father, my grandfather, my uncle, my family is involved in real estate. You know, my uncle and my father and my uncle, my father and my grandfather, you know, they, you know, this goes all the way back to, you know, right around the time I was actually born. You know, they were selling clothes out of the back of their trunks, you know, Coogee jackets and all that shit, Pellies, all that type of shit, selling clothes out of the back. That led to them opening up three clothing stores in Milwaukee. It soon expanded to 5. Now there's only one still standing. But, you know, honestly, it's come from them. You know, yeah, I come from a family. My father, very, very hustle oriented. It's all about his kids. All about making sure that we were good. You know, so all of this right now is pretty much a legacy play for me. It's, you know, it's what they're doing 2.0. You know, since most of what they're doing is now dissolved. But you know, much of what I'm trying to accomplish is what they did 2.0. And you know, I guess this was always the, you know, it's not necessary. I like to tell people that this was in my blood, that it wasn't something that I just hopped up and said, hey, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. You know, this was, I was born into it. You know, they had these businesses going on before I was even born. So I was born into the hustler's mentality. I was born into, you know, our family businesses. And I say that in the plural. You know, I just, you know, just picking up where, you know, trying to pick up where they left off and take it a lot further. And do it a lot better, you know, as they would want me to, especially my father. You know, he's no longer with us, but, you know, I'm basically trying to continue the legacy that, you know, he tried to start before he was taken away from us. And, you know, just because I know that, you know, and kind of switching up the content a little bit is, you know, I think that entrepreneurship is now the new career. It's now, I like to say that entrepreneurship is now the new you know, everybody was, you know, wanting to have a career, you know, a stable career, which is fine, not knocking it, but I think entrepreneurship is the new career, what everybody, you know, should try to strive for. I think entrepreneurship these days, if you look around, if you're well in tune to what's going on in the world and business and finance and just culturally, you'll see that, you know, you have a lot of multi-billion-dollar businesses long running businesses closing down left and right. And I, you know, I think that entrepreneurship will help save a lot of people's lives, help save a lot of people, and also help the economy as well too. You know, it's a new way to provide security. You know, if you think of, you know, if you pay attention, you know, they're threatening to take away Social Security by 2035. You know, you got all these, you know, $1 million, $1 billion, multi-decade businesses closing down left and right, people getting laid off. You know, and I think that, you know, of course, if you're the business owner and you're putting your pride and joy and you're putting your heart and soul into it, that, you know, you'd be able to provide yourself with a little bit more security. So I created an umbrella holding company called Seven Figure Dream Multimedia, which was named after one of my songs, which I believe you guys will hear tonight. But Seven Figure Dream Multimedia is basically the dream that I, you know, that I had with my first brand, and it's an umbrella company. So I have myself, you know, myself as a brand, the Jay Lamar, as an entrepreneur, as a motivational speaker, as a social influencer. Then you have the Hustle is Life brand, which is my clothing line. You have the Chasing Seven Figure Show, which is my YouTube blog. It's kind of like my TV blog thing. You have Hustle is Life Radio, which is my podcast. And just, you know, I'm affiliated with different affiliate marketing, online marketing brands. And, you know, I'm creating a holding company to be able to provide, I guess I want to be able to provide jobs for people like myself, creatives, hardworking individuals, you know, entrepreneurs, creatives, to be able to create a platform for them to, you know, maybe they don't stay with us forever, but maybe they jump on board one day when this is all taken off like I want it to. And, you know, they start off with us and they build and they leave off and do their own thing. We're just kind of the ones to build the pilot for them to be able to do that. I've been really deeply into entrepreneurship the last 4.5 years. I honestly started off with just so like a different affiliate marketing programs. I know a lot of people that, you know, were on the internet, you know, a lot of people were seeing the MCA, Motor Club of America thing, and, you know, everybody thought it was a scam and, you know, all of that shit. And, you know, I was involved with a lot of different companies like that, and then turned the money and what I learned from those companies and turned it into, you know, what is, you know, like Hustle is Life brand and the, you know, the podcast Hustle is Life Radio and things of that nature. You know, like I said, I'm just really, you know, it's fun for me. It is a lot of work, but it's fun for me. I have a lot more passion being frustrated over creating this business than I am frustrated working a 9-to-5. And I think that, you know, not knocking anybody that has a 9-to-5, I would never do that. But I think a lot of people have a lot of talents that they aren't aware of that they probably can make extra money from. And I guess, you know, not that everything is about money, but, you know, at least getting that money and providing that security down the line. So I guess that's one of my main purposes now is that I want, you know, since I've kind of proved it, I'm not a millionaire by any means yet. But since I've even proved it on a small scale that it can be done, you know, I guess I just want to push that as the agenda a little bit more.
Hey,
man, hey, you said something I was going to say. I was going to say, you know, it's safe to say that the hustle is in your blood, is in your bloodline, but you already said that. But the whole time you was talking, we was definitely listening to you, but, you know, in the background, all I kept hearing was paid in full, man, was Mitch, you know, when he's like, I love the hustle. You know what I'm saying? That's all I was hearing. Like, I was listening to you, but I was like, man, this dude is a hustler, man. And let me say this, and I'm going to let Steve Hicks talk. But, man, I must say that was like the best introduction. You just made unscripted history. Like, we gave you the ball, and you ran with it. Like, you told us about everything, and that's how you supposed to do, man. You got to sell yourself, like all your everything you got going on. You didn't leave none of it out, so we appreciate that, man.
No problem. I mean, you know, I just think that when you're trying to put yourself in a position that I'm trying to put myself in. And if you notice, I said I'm not there yet. I'm still trying to put myself in that position, but I see it already. These are the types of things that you have to be able to look for. You have to be ready for. If you're claiming to be a boss, you have to, you know, this is what actually being a boss is about. And I don't have it all together by any means, and I never probably, and I don't ever want to have it all together. But this is kind of, you know, anybody will tell you that this is what, you know, you have to be ready for these types of situations. So it's a lot of practice, and, you know, a lot of practice and interviews that I've had in the past to build myself up. And I'm a young cat that listened to the OGs. A lot of my friends were older than me, so that, you know, they did a good job in preparing me for things like this, you know, at a younger age, you know, back in the day. So, you know, you just got to be ready for these things.
Yeah. Hey, you know, and piggyback off of what Doe said, man, you know, you came in, you broke down everything what you was doing, you know what I mean? I told this to a guest we had before, like, you was breaking down what you did for, like, almost 10 minutes. And I'm like, damn, and you take that long to tell everybody what it is you're doing, that's how you know you're doing something, in my opinion, in my humble opinion.
And to be honest, like, I'm still holding back. But, you know, I guess the reason that I know we're time limited, so I'm honestly still holding back, but, you know, and it's something that I'm working on. But when I have conversations like this with people that I know are going to be able to understand me, I get excited because, you know, I'm genuine about it, and everything about, you know, it's in my heart, so I'm genuine about it. It's not just trying to put on a front to look good for the people. This is, you know, anybody that knows me personally will tell you this is who I am. And I thought, you know, if you get me to talk like this, I can go on forever, because, you know, I feel that when you're passionate about something, you're gonna get the ball and you're gonna run with it, you know.
And we see, you know, and by all means, don't hold back. You know what I mean? We be doing this for everybody who come in and to get unscripted or interview, whatever you want to call it. Don't hold back. Let everybody know. We never know who's listening.
Right. And on top of that, you know, you got the passion, man. That's why we got this platform, man. It's our passion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we want to, you know, you already know that we artists, me and C. Hicks are both artists.
Right.
And, you know, he's also an author, you know what I'm saying, an author of books. You know what I'm saying? And we just felt we needed a platform. You know, it's definitely, we're not the only platform, but, you
right.
know, we need as many of these platforms as possible, you know what I'm saying, to
mm-hmm.
get people heard. You know, like I said, man, that's why we call it unscripted, because, you know, we for the underground, the underdogs, the unheard, and the unsung people, you know what I'm saying, that people might
right.
not know
yeah.
about, but that's really out here
right.
doing something. And then you can come on here
yeah.
and you can keep it real. It's unscripted. You can say what you want,
unscripted.
Give your opinion, honest, no filters, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know,
right.
another thing
right.
I will say about us is that, you know, when you got people trying to get on, you know what I mean, you can't really just jump on a celebrity, you know, somebody with a big name, because more than likely they're not going to be too much interested in you unless you have a big following or something. We're for the
right.
for the little man, you know what I mean? We all for the little man that's,
right.
that's the seed has been planted. We're for the people that the seed has been planted. We ain't for the outgrown, for the all-grown yet. You know what I mean? That's your word, not mine, yet. You know, we're not for the outgrown yet, the fully branched out tree yet. We're for the seed. We want the seeds.
Right. 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 Right.
Yeah, man.
Definitely get it. Definitely get it.
Hey, man. So, you know, I mean, your
go ahead,
though. Your introduction you was giving us, man, I know you were talking about a podcast, you know what I mean? And that's something like
right.
me and Doe, like, want to venture into turning this to a podcast, because I know a lot of people ain't got the time to keep listening. A lot of people want to see who's saying, how they look when they, or what are they doing to see people, you know what I mean? So that's something we might, like, get into, you know what I mean? Because we're trying to get into that, you know what I mean? Get us out more, you know what I mean, for the loop.
Right, and I mean, to be honest, like, you guys are doing exactly what I'm doing with, you know, with the podcast. Like, you know, we just label, you know, people label it different things, but we're honestly doing the same thing, especially we're not involved with AM/FM radio, you know, all of this is internet streaming, so they can go back and they can listen and everything. You guys are, you're already, you're, this is a podcast, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, this is a podcast. I get what you're saying,
yeah.
C Hicks. He's saying like visually,
yeah.
You know, like when you look at Drink Champs
oh,
and
definitely.
You know, they got these YouTube channels and it makes it of course they're gonna have more listeners and more people checking for them because it's for one, they popular people already that's hosting, and then for
right.
two, it's visual. You know what I'm saying? You can see them. Where our show is more so, you know, you can only hear the audio. You know what I'm saying? Or you got to call in. So I get what you're saying, C Hicks. But yeah, this is a podcast though for sure.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh yeah,
right.
And look, if you heard our song, I said on our podcast, nah, we won't laugh at you. You can spit some hot gas or read a paragraph or two. I called it a podcast, but I was just saying like what you were saying. I'm more like into the visual thing. You know what I mean? So people can
right.
see. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all
right.
people want to do is look at shit nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Look at shit.
Right. Right. And speaking of looking at shit, man, like visually, man, your clothing line is, I mean, I feel like it should catch a lot of people's attention because it's caught mine. Like,
right.
The Hustle is Life brand, that clothing line is like, it's not like, you know, most people, you know, they put together a few little shirts and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. But yours is like a full-fledged clothing line, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to know, like, how can I word this? How did you get your actual start in that? Like, I know you had the vision, but was you like, man, did you feel like it would be hard to get it looking the way it looks? Because to me, I mean, I don't know if you peeped it, C-Hicks, but his clothes look like, man, they could be in, like, Macy's. Like, they could be in the store,
yeah.
like real stores, you know, department stores. It should look legit. It don't look like no, just, you know, oh, let me get some T-shirts made and sell these T-shirts real quick. Like, it's a real deal, you know, brand, the clothing
yeah.
line. It look official, man. So I got to salute you on that. So tell us a little bit
about
that.
I well, first and foremost, I don't have like, you know, I want to, you know, and I guess I get it. This is a good opportunity to explain how my clothing line actually works. Because a lot of people, you know, like I said, as you know, like I said, my family, they've had, you know, their brick and mortar stores and stuff like that. But I mean, in all honesty, you know, I thought about opening up a brick and mortar store, but in all honesty, if we look at it, you got these brick and mortar stores that are closing down left and right. You know, everybody's starting to gravitate toward, you know, ordering online. So,
yeah.
I mean, to be honest, how I got started is, you know, of course, me being an artist, you know, it was me being an artist that got started because, of course, one of the biggest things that you want to do as an artist is have merchandise, you know, that adds to the bag. You know, you're not going to make all of your money off of music. You know, you
right.
have to branch off and, you know, you have to do that in order to survive. You have to figure out other ways to make money in order to survive, because if you're thinking you're just going to make money off of just music, you're going to lose. So, you know, it went from me wanting to have merch for myself. And, you know, I started creating merch for myself, my own, you know, my name on it, and people were buying it, you know, slowly but surely. And then, you know, like 4 years ago, well, I shouldn't say, the brand actually just entered its third year on April 23rd, on April 24th. But a little bit before that, a couple months before that, I had started the podcast. And, you know, once again, it was looking for another way to make money. And, you know, another way to make money, but also, you know, another thing that I can call my own. And, of course, just thinking about, you know, the legacy that my father had with, you know, my father and my family had with their, you know, their clothing. They didn't have a clothing line. They had a clothing store. But I'm thinking, okay, like I said, I want to do everything that they did 2.0. So why not create a line, you know, and I'm already a graphic designer. I do my own graphics as well, too. I do graphics, I do flyers, I do covers. So, you know, it was kind of like, okay, this is a talent that I can turn into a stream of income, you know. So,
right.
You know, I started doing some research. I ran into a video. Honestly, here's how Hustle Was Life brand started. On April 21st, 2017, I remember these dates. I never forget these dates. April 21st, 2017, I came across a video on Instagram of an entrepreneur by the name of Mike Vestil. He's a Filipino guy. And his one of the things that, you know, he was kind of pitching was how he made $1 million in 2 years off of selling T-shirts. So me already wanting to have merchandise, bing, I see, you know, bing, seeing that, I'm like, okay, and piqued my interest. He had a training that was on sale for $7, purchased the training for $7, and it had 36 hours worth of training in there and stuff. And, you know, I watched it. You know, he laid out the platform he was using, which was Shopify, and basically gave us a play-by-play on how he built his online store and, you know, how he made his first couple thousand dollars in a couple months. I then took that, and at the time I wasn't working a 9-to-5 job. I had quit, you know, just being a rebel, and I quit. And I had nothing else to do. So I sat back, and instead of 36 hours, it took me maybe 16. And, you know, I engaged in all of the content and started applying it. And, you know, on April 24th, I made the announcement, hey, I am now in the business of, you know, not just, you know, I'm selling T-shirts, but these are not just T-shirts. This is a brand. This is a lifestyle. It started off as Seven Figure Dream Clothing because, of course, that was the name of the holding company. You know, that's the name of the holding company, and that's the name that everything was brought of. It started off as Seven Figure Dream Clothing. Hustle is Life was actually just a design that I made at first. I changed the name in 2018. I changed the name from Seven Figure Dream Clothing to Hustle is Life brand. The Hustle is Life was just a design. It was one of the variant designs that I made because obviously that's something that I felt was, I thought would have been a good shirt, and it was. It sold like crazy. And the more that I sat back and thought about it, that name resonated with me a lot more. So I switched it from Seven Figure Dream Clothing to the Hustle is Life brand. And the reason I didn't go Hustle is Life brand clothing or Hustle is Life clothing is because then I got into doing things like selling backpacks with my logos and stuff on it, mugs, canvas paintings or canvas pictures that you can hang up on the wall, customized pillows, all types of stuff. So it wasn't just clothing anymore either. So I turned it to Hustle is Life brand because I expanded the product line. And it wasn't just clothing anymore. And I mean, you know, like I said, I'm not a millionaire by any means. You know, I'm still working a 9-to-5 and I'm still on the come up, but I can't be more proud to say, you know, this is one of the biggest things that I've done in the 10 years that I've been trying to do anything with music. I mean, I've done a lot of shows in a lot of different places. I've opened up for a lot of different people over the last 10 years, but the Hustle is Life brand is by far the biggest success story that I've had out of everything that I've done. And that's why I push it so hard, you know, and, you know, and I just thought that once I transitioned over to the Hustle is Life brand, people started to open up to it more because, anything you want in life, you have to hustle for it. You know,
I love it, too. I think it resonates with the people, man. Hustle is life. Like, how can somebody even debate with that? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just facts.
And that was my thought exactly. You can't argue with that. If you want something in life bad enough, you have to hustle for it. If you're going to school and getting a degree, guess what you're doing? And you don't even realize it. You're hustling. You know, I had to get rid of the shade at first of, you know, people always thought that of hustle as, you know, just a street thing. No, it's a lifestyle thing. It's not just street. Yeah, you got people in the streets that call themselves hustlers, but it's the same mentality all the way around. So, you know, I had to keep explaining myself, of course, because, you know, everybody thought it was a drug dealer thing. I'm like, well, you know, those of you who know me, y'all know I don't do drugs. So you should already know that that this is not that. But, you know, anything that you're doing in life, you have to hustle. You know, and you're going to work that 9-to-5, guess what you're doing? You're hustling.
You're hustling.
No matter what you're doing, you're – go ahead.
And like you said, you know, and it's, you know, even though you might not be a street hustler, like you said, it's a different people get it twisted. Like, yeah, like you said, you can hustle in many different ways. You know, a single mother that's working 2-3 jobs, and she's hustling for her kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's hustling. But also, it's a good play on words because a lot of people are simple-minded and think they hear a hustle, they think of the streets, but... So it's a good play on the words, because even though you don't mean that, but also it's urban and the street dudes that's out there that's really hustling in the streets, they going to rock with it too, because, you know what I'm saying, it looks cool, it's fly, it's fresh, you know what I'm saying,
it's something
you can take
that,
it either way.
I basically call it a lifestyle brand, it's, you know, and a lot of people use that term, but I think Hustle with Life brand is a lifestyle brand, is because, like I said, no matter what you are doing in life, if you're working towards something, you are hustling. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? With that being said, you know, we're going to show them how you hustle and grind, man, on this track. And then when we come back, we're going to let you explain this track, man. Matter of fact, you throw to it. Tell them what it is, Jay Lamar.
You want me to describe the track or just introduce it?
Just introduce it.
All right. So what you are about to hear is right now, as I can say, my latest track. It's about a year old. It's called Hustle and Grind. It's a short 2-minute joint. Basically, like Doe said, just showing you basically what I'm about. And that's pretty much it.
Let's get it.
Hey.
I'm on a mission to get it. About to count me a million. I'm chasing 7-figure dreams. Let's get it. Get up and get it, no more wasting my time. Gotta get to 7 figures, man, one day at a time. Cause I hustle and grind, I hustle and grind. Just trying to inspire, so I hustle and grind. Gotta get up and get it, no more wasting my time. Gotta make some power moves, shake one day at a time. Cause I hustle and grind, I hustle and grind. Just trying to survive, gotta hustle and grind. Get up and get it, no more wasting my time. Put all the BS to the side and keep my mind on this grind. I ain't worried about theirs, nah, I'm just trying to get mine. A very consistent hustler, I'm always in overtime. And focused on what's important, mission to make a fortune. Work with a couple bosses and build up a real big fortress. Calling shots like a warrior, power up, time for morphin'. Trying to ball like I'm Jordan, vacations to somewhere foreign. My focus got tunnel vision, I execute with precision. Took the game I was given and mastered it to my sister. Do what I want, no permission. Don't care for the opinions. Gotta hustle, gotta grind, so I can change my condition. I get up and get it, no more wasting my time. Gotta get to 7 figures, man, one day at a time. Cause I hustle and grind, I hustle and grind. Just trying to inspire, so I hustle and grind. Gotta get up and get it, no more wasting my time. Gotta make some power moves, shake one day at a time. Cause I hustle and grind, I hustle and grind. Just trying to survive, gotta hustle and grind.
And we back, Unscripted Network, Go Fresh to Dine, C. Hicks, and we got our special guest tonight, Jay Lamar, a.k.a. the young OG entrepreneur, and that was his newest track, Hustle and Grind. Hey, that joint right there, you already know, me and Jay Lamar, we got some history, you know, but you already know I'm rocking with it. But C. Hicks, how was you digging that joint, man?
Yeah, that joint was heavy. And I don't know if I could be mistaken, but I don't think I heard a curse word in that joint. Would I be wrong?
You didn't. You didn't.
Hey,
you didn't. You're absolutely right.
I'll be listening for shit like that.
Everything is everything is tactical, man. With this young man, it's this, you know. And we close to age, so let me quit saying young man. You got me feeling like I'm an old ass cat or something. You know what I'm saying? But everything is tactical with him, man. That's what I like, and that's what I picked up on, and I appreciate, man. You know, we're gonna ask you a question that we ask a lot of our artist guests. But
let's go.
I want to remix the question, C. Hicks. You know what I'm saying? Because this dude is clearly more than an MC or an artist, you know what I'm saying? So we usually ask people that who their top five MCs, if they rappers, if they, we have singers on here, we ask them who their top five singers of all time is. So we want to ask you, who is your top five influences, period? You know what I'm saying? Like, just in life, you know what I'm saying?
Period.
As far as, you know,
okay.
Yeah, your influences.
Like,
who's your top five, man? And give a brief reason why these people are your top five.
Okay.
And your top five.
I'm ready for it. First and foremost, and this is going to sound so cliche, and everybody's going to expect me to say this, but Nipsey Hussle, I've been following him since 2016. I've been following him outside of music since 2016. And one of the reasons that I really picked up on what he was doing when I really, really got tuned to what he was trying to accomplish is that I had started Forex trading. And for those of you who don't know what that is, it's basically if you're from the United States and you go to Mexico, you have to turn your U.S. dollar to a Mexican peso. And so there's an exchange rate. And basically you can do that from home or from wherever you are and basically make money from it. And then for those people who don't know, Nipsey was really heavy into cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and Ethereum and things of that nature. And so, you know, not only just in music, but we resonated on that. And then, of course, you know, him trying to build the overall brand that he's trying to build with the Marathon clothing line that he built. You know, he was a huge inspiration for that. Rest in peace to that man. You know what I'm saying? That one hit me really hard. My next one would be not a lot of people that I know of him, but I really think that a lot of people should pay more attention to him. His older white guy. His name is Gary Vaynerchuk. He's a Russian American entrepreneur.
Definitely, I'm familiar with Gary V for sure.
Yeah, that's like my number one. To be all honest, like that's my number one guy. Like that is definitely my number one guy. And the reason I like Gary V so much is I think that he's the most relatable entrepreneur that we have. You know, he's the most relatable mega entrepreneur that we have on this earth. And if for me to, you know, for you to understand that, you have to actually watch Gary V and get to know who he is. Watch some of his daily V's, which is his daily kind of like a day in the life of him and his company and what he does. You'll see that he's one of the most relatable. It's not all about being in a suit and tie with him. He's not showing off Ferraris and a bunch of money and you know, things of that nature. This man has four signature sneakers with K-Swiss. You know, he has a football sports agency company, Vayner Sports. He has multiple different side businesses that, you know, have their own interests and their own specialties. He puts people on. He gives a lot of gyms for free. And he has been the number one influence behind, especially in the last 3 years. He's been the number one influence that I've looked to as far as, you know, trying to grow a brand, trying to, you know, grow a business. I mean, Gary Vee really walk up to you and will literally tell you, like, hey, fuck your excuses, just like that, you know, no holds barred. You know, he will literally tell you, you're a piece of shit, you know, fuck you, and all types of shit. He talks like we talk to each other, you know, but it's all love at the same time. You have to understand him to accept it. He's been like the number one. He's like who I praise about all the time. And also, what a lot of people didn't know is that him and Nipsey Hussle actually had a very, very close relationship too. You know, they actually had just met. One of the last times that they actually seen each other was right around, I want to say, February. They've been in each other's videos on YouTube and everything multiple times. They had a very close relationship, and that's actually another reason why I got more into Nipsey Hussle other than just the music, is because I got exposed to him through Gary Vee and through what he was doing from what I was already doing.
Right.
I also have to say Jay-Z, just because, you know, as a musician, as a businessman, I mean, what can you know? What more can I say? He's fucking unstoppable. You know, there's not much I can say. Yeah. I mean, it's Jay-Z. I mean, everybody knows who he is and what he does, and you know, but what he's done, you know, what he's done outside of music, you know, is phenomenal. You know, I don't think people give him enough credit. You know, they don't like to say that. You know, they like to say, oh, his music is trash. Well, yeah, that's okay. His music is going to be trash to a lot of people because he don't talk about the shit that y'all want to hear. He talks about what y'all need to hear. Like, I couldn't believe how many people I've seen bash 444. You know, I'm like, dude, did you listen to the album? Like, you must don't care about your life then. Because he honestly just gave you the fucking game. You know,
Hove is a GOAT, man. Hove is
exactly.
For sure a
yeah.
GOAT. Period.
Hands down agree. I hands down agree. You know, I was baffled to see how many people, you know, tried to debunk that, but then were later down the line were quoting the same shit that they were trying to debunk. Like, well, yeah, well, now you're a hypocrite, but at least now you see. You know, but, you know, he's heavy influential. Let's see. Got two more people left. I like T.I. T.I. has always been my favorite musician. You know what I'm saying? Music wise and also business wise as well too. A lot of people don't know. Once again, he's another musician that is also a great businessman as well too. You know, got a cool, you know, he has his record label, he has a cool, his clothing line. You know, he just recently had that show, I forget the name of the show, but it was basically building people up on entrepreneurship as well too, and being in business, that was on BET for a while. You know, just everything that he's done outside of music, despite the fact that, you know, how much he's been locked up and everything like that, he still came out to be a champion, you know, just his musical content I've always been a fan of. He's always been one of my favorite artists. Let's see. And if I had to have a fifth,
you could say Scarface if you want to.
That's T-Hicks' favorite rapper, man.
Yeah, no, I like Scarface. I wouldn't say he's my top five people, but I definitely respect the man. I definitely.
You can always say your pops too, man. It don't got to be a celebrity because I know you said you got the game.
Your
grandfather too.
I never really say them because I look to them as defaults. Like those are people that are going to be there. Like,
yeah.
You know, those are people that are going to count to me regardless. Sometimes when I get introduced to that question, I try to stray away from it because to me, like the men in my family were much, you know, were very instrumental to making me who I was.
Right.
You know, my father has always been there, you know, was there all the way up until he got killed and taken from us. You know, but I look to those men as defaults. You know, I look to like my mom and my stepmom. I look to them as defaults. You know, I try not to include them in that conversation. Though they know, and I just feel that they're defaults to me. Not that they're any less on the totem pole, but they're like automatic for me.
Right.
But I mean, I guess I would. If it were anybody, I would actually say my grandfather and my pops, you know, just coming from, you know, just seeing what they were able to do with the little they had and built everything that they had up, you know, multiple clothing stores. My father was, you know, had a good contracting business going on, and, you know, he worked with the clothing stores for a number of years, you know, and basically just watched them build from little. You know, and create the greatness and the legacy that they have in Milwaukee. You know, I guess I would actually have to say them too, because they basically showed me face to face, you know, not just through some of the other influences that I mentioned, but I was able to see face to face that you can't, you know, with the right amount of hustle and the, you know, patience and wanting to do better, that, you know, you can build something from nothing. You just have to want to be able to do it and have the patience, not know that not everything is going to go right for you the first time around or right when you take off. And they had an extreme amount of patience that I couldn't be more proud of. And, you know, glad that I was able to embrace that patience because, you know, it's definitely well needed, especially in the industries, you know, that I'm trying to, you know, be in and influence.
Right. And I like all those choices, man. R.I.P. to Nip. The marathon definitely continues. R.I.P. to your pops, you know what I'm saying? And, I mean, everybody. Gary V. I like Gary V. a lot, too.
And you know what? Not to interrupt you, but, once again, like, rest in peace to Nipsey. And like I said, this is probably going to sound so cliche to so many people, but, Nipsey's death impacted me so much more because, like, I don't know if you've seen it though on my personal page, but I put a picture. I don't know if you've seen it, but I put a picture up of them side by side, and they are almost identical people. So I'll try to bring that back up too. I'll try to bring that back up and tag you in it. I don't know if you've seen it, but I think the reason that I took it so hard, like I legit cried, like I broke down. Like I cried like my pops had passed away all over again. But I just seen so much of my pops and Nipsey. And then like I put their picture without thinking about it, I put their pictures side by side and they look extremely, extremely close to being brothers. But I seen like their qualities match. You know, they both were hood dudes. You know, they started off rough, but you know, and to be honest, they were taken out the same way. In all complete honesty, they were taken out the same way. I lost my pops to gun violence. I lost my pops to gun violence. You know what I'm saying? We lost Nipsey to gun violence. So I think that's why I took it, and you know that I seen so many other qualities in Nipsey that my father possessed, that I felt that when I got introduced to Nipsey after seeing everything that he was doing and had my eyes open to everything that he was doing, that it was basically, you know, my father showing me, you know, being back in my life and showing me the ropes like he always has. And
wow.
I legitimately cried. Like I broke down. Like when it was confirmed that he passed, like I legitimately broke down. Like I couldn't handle it. I completely broke the fuck down. But I think like, you know, that's why I mentioned him so much and I still talk about him so much. And you know, I can go back on my timeline and to, you know, like when Victory Lap first came out, midnight, I was right there. Like I had the pre-order ready to go. Like I had been, you know, ever since he announced it, I was ready to get it.
Right.
You know, and I just think that, you know, like, that's why I had to bring him up first is because, you know, and obviously everything that he was trying to do, it resonates with us, you know, me, you, you know, C. Higgs, it resonates with us, what he was trying to do. And we felt like, you know, we definitely felt like we lost a brother. You know, I feel like I lost a brother, a best friend, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're probably not going to get another one of him, but, you know, that's why I had to shout him out first. I just wanted to point that one out.
We actually last night, man, we do a real talk show every week and we talked about Nipsey's death. You know, it's kind of like a free for all. People call in and we just, you know, pick certain topics and we all just talk about it. So, you know, you're right on time with the Nipsey, man, and you know, like I said, everybody you name, man, I definitely respect and appreciate. C. Hicks, no, T.I. is in my top five, one of my top five favorite rappers of all time as well. So, you know, definitely.
That's cool.
one person you didn't name that I was shocked because for whatever reason, you kind of put me in the mind frame of this person, like a young version of this person. But I was expecting you to name Puff, man. You got some Puff qualities in you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of the vibe I get from you a little bit sometimes.
I mean, now that you say that, I'm actually kind of shocked I didn't say that too. But I honestly respect Puff, but I can't say it because I don't follow him enough. I don't follow him like I do everybody else. So You know, and I want to be as real as possible. Like, you know, I'm aware, you know, I see things when he posts it. You know, I see, of course, we're going to hear about it when he speaks and everything like that. But, you know, just being 100% real, I don't follow him. Like, and it's not because I don't like him. I just think that, you know, for what I'm trying to achieve, I mean, even though he's in that lane too, you know, he has multiple businesses and everything that he's got going. I just think that my personality, as far as me, I think that I relate a little bit more to the individuals that I mentioned, but I also don't want to be fake and be like, oh yeah, I have a lot of respect for Puff and everything that he's done and everything that he's doing, but I don't follow him like I follow everybody else. You know, I'm aware, I just follow him like I do everybody else.
You keeping it unscripted, and that's why it's your top five. You know what I'm saying, and not you know ours. But like I said, it's just your charisma, the way you carry yourself, the way you motivate. When I go down my timeline, man, like I can always expect that from you. I can expect to see a flyer, some type of something that's gonna motivate me. You know, some people on Facebook, man, and Instagram, it's just social media. Period. You can expect some. You know, them crying, whining about their life, their boyfriend, their girlfriend. It's like, I know I'm not even going to see nothing like that from you. It's going to be something motivational, inspirational, like all the time. And like, I feel like Puff, he kind of puts that same energy out there. But all those people you name in your top five definitely put that same energy out there too. So, you know, we definitely respect that, man. And hey, we got to get back. Well, hold on, C Higgs. I know we had a caller earlier, man. Do we still got the call online?
We got one. And Mr. Real, you unscripted. Keep it real with us.
What's good? What's good, y'all? Imperial Real Real in the building.
Hey,
what's good with it, fam?
Good.
Man, maintaining, man. So I sat back and I've been listening to the entire interview. And there's just one question I got for you.
Okay.
So if somebody wanted to get involved in this business, what would be the key thing that you would tell them that would help them get started?
Patience. Have an extreme amount of patience. And the reason I always start, the reason I always start off with that is, of course, one, you know, first and foremost, of course, I've been through it. A lot of people are going to do things that they think are hot or, you know, think is going to blow up right away, and it's not. You have to have the patience. You know, running a business is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. I can't tell you. I mean, I go through a lot of, you know, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of good shit, a lot of bad shit. You know, sometimes I'm my own worst critic. You know, sometimes I don't have sales or anything, or, you know, I don't make money off of the side hustles and things for weeks. You know, but I have patience, and I'm all about, you know, once again, not being cliche, but another reason why I like Nipsey Hussle so much is, especially when he expressed the marathon, that's exactly what this is. That's exactly what this business, you know, being in business, that's exactly what this is. You have to think about long term. You want people to buy right now. That's the ideal. But, you know, I mean, honestly, it's not going to happen right away. You're not going to blow up right away. You start music. If you come on and start music today, you're not going to. Is it possible? Yes. But you're not guaranteed to do what you want to do today. You're not guaranteed to see that success today. You're going to go through a lot of trials and tribulations. You're going to go through a lot of things that's going to want to make you give up. And if you don't, you know, when you give up, that's when you lose. So I always start off with, one, having an extreme amount of patience, and two, whatever the business is that you're doing, you have to make sure that it's something that you are absolutely 100% passionate about. Because if you're not passionate about it, when stuff goes to fail and you already don't have that patience, you're going to quit. And then now you probably just, now you're going to feel like, man, I just wasted all this money. me, I like to. I'm expecting to take an L every day. But I know that I have the patience to want to sit back and say, okay, here's how we lost. All right, now how do we fix this? How do we make sure that this doesn't happen again? And we double and triple down, and I double and triple down on that. And we're gonna continue to make mistakes. Like I said earlier, I will never expect to have it fully together. I will never expect to ever know everything. I will never expect to have it all the way together.
So from your experience so far, you say patience is the key thing to have, and in anything you do, patience is necessary. That's the most important thing in anything that you do. You know what I'm saying? First off, you got to have patience and passion for what you're doing. So those two things you need. So with you being in this business and you seeing the things that you've already encountered, what would be the main thing from your point of view that you would tell a person to avoid in this business to keep them afloat? What would you tell them to avoid?
Fear of judgment. Fear of judgment from others. That one, because one, a lot of people are going to do things. They're going to do things to try to impress people that they don't even like.
Exactly.
Or don't even like. If you're doing what you want to do, and if it's in your heart of hearts that what you're doing is what you want to do, that is your passion. If you want to, I had to tell this one girl the other day. She's a stripper. We had a talk. If your goal is to be the best stripper in the world, then that you need to work towards being the best stripper in the world, and not give a damn about what everybody else is gonna say. Because obviously you're gonna get the people that down talk you about it, that try to stop you from thinking that way. But you don't want to base your life off of theirs. Because what are they doing with their life that is so good that they get to debunk yours? I have a lot of people tell me every day when I was doing like all of the affiliate marketing with like a Motor Club of America, MCA, and you know, all those affiliate marketing programs, everybody thought it was a scam and shit like that. And people were telling me every day that was a scam. Okay, well, this scam just paid my bills. So I don't know too many scams that come with IRS paperwork and tax paperwork at the end of the year. You know, like, but everybody judged me off of doing that. And now those same people that judge me and knock me for that are the same people that are asking me for advice to get started. And I kept going because I didn't give a damn about their judgment, because I knew in my heart of hearts I was right, and I was doing what I wanted to do and something that I had a passion for. So when you take out the fear of judgment of others, there's nothing nobody can tell you differently.
Yeah. Well, we definitely, Imperial Real Real, man, we appreciate you always, my brother, Black Law Rebel Music, calling in, supporting, and not just supporting myself and C. Hicks and the show, but supporting, you know, other people, you know, our guests that come on, like Jay Lamar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I knew you would be tuned in, because real, my brother Imperial, real, he a hustler, he an entrepreneur himself, so, you know, he was for sure going to be tuned in for this show, you know what I'm saying? So we appreciate you calling in, bro.
I'm surprised didn't nobody mention Steve Jobs, but okay.
Hey.
I would say that too. But once again, like, I can't. It's another one of those things. I can't say like I honestly follow him. But I am indeed a consumer of his products. But I can't. I am a consumer of his products. But I can't. You know, I didn't necessarily follow his journey. You know, I just, like I said, the individuals that I listed. You know, I was really invested into them because I felt like they related to me more than some of the other people that, you know, are surprised that you guys are surprised I didn't mention. I respect them people, but I want to keep it unscripted. I want to keep it real. I didn't follow them. I didn't follow their journeys like I followed the journeys of the people that I listed.
Right. Well, Imperial Real Real, once again, man, we appreciate you for calling in. And, you know, Jay Lamar, he says, the key to chasing seven figure dreams, man, is patience. And with that, you know, go ahead and throw to this record, man, Jay Lamar.
For sure. What you guys are about to hear is pretty much the record that set off everything. You know, this record, I'm really, really passionate about this record, and I originally put this out in 2015 for distribution, although it is actually a little bit older than that. I've rewritten this song 11 times before I actually put it out for distribution and finally came up with the one that came out for distribution. But the name of this song is called Seven Figure Dreams. Basically, it's in all of my music, you're going to hear basically the hustler mentality. Like Nipsey said, I'm trying to hustle and motivate, you know, so I'm trying to build and yet inspire at the same time. You can reach different people in different ways. Some people can just listen to me talk and understand fully who I am. Other people can understand me better through music. So I think that's the real reason why I'm still holding on to music, is because I have that avenue too. But this record right here is one that means a lot to me. It's opened up a lot of doors. It formed the name of my holding company. It's called Seven Figure Dreams. Both the singles y'all heard tonight, they are both available on my SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/THEJAYLAMAR. You can go and download them for free. But what y'all about to hear is pretty much my pride and joy. It is my seventh original single, ironically enough. It's my seventh original single. Seven Figure Dreams.
Let's get it.
I'm on the mission to get it. Putting on for my city. I rise, rise, and shine. And it's pretty obvious to see I'm on my way.
I'm on the mission to get it. I'm on a bigger, better team. Putting on for my city to beat the family and my team. I rise, rise, and shine. Get up and get it every day. So it's pretty obvious to see I'm on my way. You see, I'm trying to seven figure dreams. I got seven figure dreams. I'm having seven figure dreams. I'm chasing seven figure dreams. I need something out of nothing. Rags are almost written. Even as a million haters extended their worst witness. As a youngin', they told me that if you work hard, you can play hard. Came in the game with that mindset, and now I'm playing as a starter. And now I'm an MVP, and they can't help with the MVP. And why they sitting around hating their girlfriend trying to be with me? Personification of success, yes, I'm on my grizzly. My state of a businessman, so I'm always busy living life in the fast lane. It ain't no point in me slowing down, and I take this here real serious. You'll never catch me playing around. Being a worker and being a boss, taking orders and calling shots. And I'm doing this here to the death of me. Living life to my cash flow. And all I see is flashing lights, and I ain't talking cops. I'm all up in the spotlight, who's spinning off these high bars. Far from the average things I do, well, I do them different. This money minus irrelevant. I'm on a mission to get it. I'm on a bigger, better thing. Putting on for my city to beat the family and my team. I rise, grind, and shine. Get up and get it.
Get up and get it.
It's pretty obvious to see I'm on my way. You see, I'm trying to seven bigger dreams. I got seven bigger dreams. I'm having seven bigger dreams. I'm chasing seven bigger dreams. I'm on a mission to get it with a heart full of ambition. Trying to increase my position and feed my family from rich. Even as I'm wide awake, I keep on having these dreams that I was born to succeed. Bound to do really great things, and I'm gonna make it to the top, cause I won't settle for bottom. Tears on my grind, for hurt and the verses I'm dropping. Give my people what they want to keep them screaming. And watching shout out the haters in the back. I see you scheming and plotting while I'm grinding hard like a cave.
Figure Dreams, right here. You heard it first,
hey.
Right here on Unscripted Network. Another banger for the hustlers,
yeah.
Man. For everybody that's trying to get up and get it.
Yep.
Yeah. You know, one thing I'm gonna say about the two songs we heard, man, is that it may just be your songs or whatever, but the bass and you can hear the bass and all the other songs you can't really hear. You can't really hear the song, feel it. But them drinks, I felt them drinks. I can hear that. You know. I was right here bobbing my head and said, fuck it, why not?
and you know, Jay, man, like with Blog Talk, it's not the best platform to play music. You know, that's why it sounds kind of staticky. But on the playback, you know, when we edit the episode, people that hear it back, it plays a lot better than what it plays, you know, on the line when you hear it on the phone. Yeah. But yeah, man, you know, you was only supposed to be on for an hour, but man, you have come into what we like to call unscripted overtime. You know what I'm saying? We like, you know,
yeah.
This interview, you got so much energy, man, and so many jewels that you've been dropping. We was just wondering, you know, like, you know, I know you're a hustler, man, you're an entrepreneur, so I'm pretty sure you're a busy man. But if we can get about 20 more minutes of your time, man, we would love to have you on for about 20 more minutes to continue this interview, if that's fine with you.
I'm with it. Like, hey, listen, I am currently designing a T-shirt and talking to you guys at the same time.
In this whole
hour interview, I've just made four different designs and started on a fifth one during this whole conversation. So I can multitask. I'm with it. I don't care if it's 30, 40 more minutes. We good.
Man, we appreciate your time.
Yeah, no bullshit. But I got two things I want to say, man. First, I see you follow me on Instagram. I followed you back. Drop me the link for your clothing line and shit so I can go in there, you know what I'm saying, and you know, unscriptedly support you that way. You feel me?
I guess while I'm on the air, you can go and follow me personally on Instagram at THEJAYLAMAR. Hustle Is Life brand actually has its own Instagram channel as well at Hustle Is Life brand. And then the website is thehustleislifebrand.com. You know, so if you guys are interested in seeing the clothing or, you know, interested in supporting you guys, anybody that's listening can go there. If you Google the J. Lamar, you're definitely going to see me pop up.
Okay.
Wow.
That's what's up.
You know, yeah, my man's busy, man. He's busy with it.
Yeah. It's like he should be unscripted enough, to be honest. God damn. Hey, but now, look, the second thing I wanted to say to you, man, would you happen to know, you know, since you like a real big motivator, you know what I mean? Would you happen to know, we unscripted some other guys from Milwaukee, you know, KCO, dude named Legendary KCO and Brad Fat. Would you happen to know them?
Yep.
I don't know them personally, but I've heard of them. I don't know them personally though.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That was the next thing I was gonna say, man. Milwaukee, this platform has damn near been basically become a home to Milwaukee. I mean, C. Hicks is from D.C. and I'm from Louisville, and we've had more Milwaukee artists on here than D.C. or Louisville. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had Brad Fax, we've had legendary KCO, we've had Donovan Sherrod. We've had another somebody else from Milwaukee. I know, you know what I'm saying, and I just rock with Milwaukee too. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Kaylee Crossfire. I know you said you know her, right?
I love me some Kaylee Crossfire. I've never met her personally, but you know, we've always interacted on social media. That is one female artist that I definitely have a lot of love for.
She's definitely a grinder, man. I only met her once. We did a show in Atlanta last year together, and she was pretty cool, man. Her and Kia the Rap Princess, man, they put on
Kia the Rap Princess too, yep.
Yeah, they put on a great show. And then also Imperial Real Real, who was just on here, but you know him, he did a record for his new album with an artist from Milwaukee named Lucy Liu, and she's supposed to be coming to
Lucy
Louisville.
Lou is. Yep, she's fire as well too.
Yeah, they got a single, and then we're gonna be shooting the video for that at June 1st. So she's supposed to come down here for the video. So yeah, Milwaukee, man, y'all working, man, for real. And then while we're talking about Milwaukee, we can't just talk about the music scene. We got to talk about the Milwaukee Bucks, man. Like, how you feeling, man?
Eastern
Conference Finals this year, bro.
Yeah, man. Listen, this is another one of those things I'm gonna be absolutely real about. Like, I'm not too much of a basketball fan. I grew up on football. I played football. I grew up on football. So football has been my thing. But anything from the hometown, you know, and I had to say this yesterday because, you know, of course, you got those people. Oh, you bandwagon. Like, nah, I'm from Milwaukee. So I support, you know, I support anything Milwaukee. I support anything Wisconsin. But I'm really proud. I'm really proud of the progress that they made, I'm really proud of them. I can't say anything less. I can't say anything more or anything less. Like, I'm really proud of them. I'm really hoping that they do actually win the chip, because, you know, I'm thinking on different terms, but it'll do a lot more for Milwaukee as a whole, not even just sports related. But it will do a tremendous amount of good for the Milwaukee economy. You know, the Milwaukee economy, the community, you know, everything of that nature. So that's another reason, you know, I'm really hoping that they do bring this thing home, because, you know, and honestly, like, where I live at now, like, I live an hour and a half away. I'm actually like 45 minutes away from Lambeau Field. Shout out to the Packers, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really rooting for them to do this, not only because, you know, of course, you know, being able to say we have a championship, but it'll do so much. It's going to do so many other things for the city of Milwaukee, the culture, the economy, the community. It's going to do so much more. And I think it's at a time where our city desperately, desperately needs it.
See, y'all have entered the mind of an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? Most people be happy. They happy when their city's team wins the championship, more for bragging rights and just, we won. As a sportsman. This dude's like, yeah, that's cool. But he's looking at it like, man, that's going to bring more money in the city. So, hey, my man is truly chasing a seven-figure dream, man.
If you've ever been to Milwaukee, and not like just downtown Milwaukee too, but like the city, like the actual city of Milwaukee, everybody, like, you know, and I'm pretty sure everybody that's been on the show, if you bring them back on the show and tell them what I said, they're gonna almost halfway agree. You know, our city desperately needs it. You know, we need, you know, I think that will be a definite boost that we need as a whole. You know, I mean, of course, yeah, we want the bragging rights. I mean, you know, how long has it been since, you know, but, you know, our city needs that. And I think that, you know, that energy, I think that will be a spark. It's going to take much more than that, but it's definitely going to be the start and the spark to help improve in the city as a whole. And, you know, getting Milwaukee back to what it once was, because, I mean, now we're looking at Milwaukee as being one of the, you know, like a murder capital almost.
And, you know, we didn't used to be that way. Milwaukee actually used to be very fun, very safe to go. You know, you could go out to a party. You used to be able to go out to a party, go out to a club in Milwaukee and not have to too much worry about being shot or being beat up or being robbed or things like that. To now where you kind of don't want to go out because you're afraid your car won't get stolen, you get carjacked, you get shot, and shit like that. So I don't know. I'm just really interested to see what may happen. I mean, of course, like I said, we want the bragging rights. We want to be able to say Milwaukee finally did it. But you know, I think that it'll do so much more for the community as a whole. And you know, I'm hoping it. I'm seeing it already, but I think that if they actually bring this thing home, it's going to spark a different type of energy in the city and do a lot for us.
Man, and look, let me say this, and I'm not taking a shot. You know, like I said, I got love for Milwaukee, but, man, they have not seen a championship, a basketball championship, since Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was Lou Alcindor. You know, most of these youngins don't even know who Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is, let alone when he was Lou Alcindor.
Yeah.
So it's been years, you know what I'm saying? A long time.
It's been a long time. Before I was even born.
Before any of us was born. And C. Hicks is old as shit, and it was even before he was born.
Oh, shit. God damn.
I'll be having to fuck with C. Hicks, man.
Yeah. Hey, but look, you know, we got another call on the line, man. So I'm going to see if they want to say something. So, area code 352, you want to script it? You want to say something in the last 15 minutes? Be my guest.
Yeah, I just want to ask the guest, how did you start with the music?
Hold on. Hold on, man. Introduce yourself first, man. You got to say who you are before you just go into the question.
My name is Dominic. I'm calling from Long Island, and I just want to ask the guest how long you been doing music, or who influenced you?
I would say I've been doing the music. I've been doing it since 2008, but I didn't start taking it seriously until 2011. And honestly, the beginning influence was a couple of friends of mine that was already, you know, they were rapping, and you know, they were my best friends. I went to high school with them. We went to college together, and we went to college and started doing our thing in college, you know, just being around them a lot more, just kind of grew on me. They kind of actually forced me to rap. Rapping was definitely, I've always loved music, but rapping was not like in my life plan at first, but helped to, as I stated earlier, they helped to bring out a passion and a passion that I didn't realize I had, a passion and a talent that I didn't realize I had. So I could talk about, you know, the stars of today being the influence, but the beginning influence that actually sparked me doing music came from my homie Sparks and my homie Saint, which I still interact with today. You know, we're all doing different business ventures, but, you know, those are the ones who actually influenced me to actually do it. But it wasn't until 2011, 2012, is when I actually started to take it serious, and I started to learn about the business and paperwork and, you know, much more than just the rapping side of things.
Okay.
Hey, Dominic, what's up, man? We appreciate you calling in, man, and supporting the show, man.
For sure, man.
No doubt.
For sure. All right, man.
All right, Dominic. Yeah, man. And you know, I know we know you did explain that earlier in the show, Jay Lamar, but sometimes, man, we have people that catch the back end of the show, you know what I'm saying, and they might ask a question that you already answered. But we appreciate, man. We had Long Island in the building. That's New York listening, you know what I'm saying? Imperial Real Real show love. And a lot of times, man, people, when we post a replay, they'll catch the replay, and then we got people that just listen,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like they're scared to talk, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Another thing I wanted to say to you, man, I could say me and C. Hicks, I'm sure I could speak for C. Hicks on this too. We appreciate you also, man, keeping it real, man, because I feel like that's, like, this sad to say, but that's damn near becoming a lost art in this damn world. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You being an entrepreneur and you chasing seven-figure dreams, but you let it be known, like, look, there's, when you said, man, there's weeks that I might not make no money off of my own business, but you still grinding. Like, you know, a lot of people would come on a show like this and they want to make it look like, you know, put on a facade, like it's all peaches and cream, like, yeah, right. Man, I'm just getting big bread every day. My shit is just selling, booming, booming, booming. And it's like, for you to put it in real perspective, man, I feel like that's what's going to really motivate and encourage people more than somebody coming on saying, like, yeah, man, I'm, you know, I started from the bottom and I'm getting big bread now. Because people that are trying to do the same thing that you're doing, and they may be, you know, they might not have the guidance, you know what I'm saying, to do it, or right. They're doing it and they might be experiencing a drought and they thinking about giving up. But to hear somebody like you say, look, I have my droughts too. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's good, man. Like, people need to hear that.
Yeah. Like I said, that's why I said patience, because if I didn't have a lot, if I didn't have the patience that I have, I probably would have gave up a long time ago. I mean, I was blessed to, you know, my clothing line was blessed to have a good start. I mean, I honestly started this clothing line entirely with $131. I had $131 left in my account. And I spent 100 of it to make the website and to buy the back end to buy into Shopify, the back end platform, and to create the website and some Facebook ads and within the week, before the week's end, I made back almost $1,500. So I mean, I was blessed to, you know, off of $21 t-shirts. I didn't have everything else that I was selling at the time. You know, it was just t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? But, did I expect to make money right away? Oh no, never, never. I never expected to make money right away. And, I definitely didn't think I was going to make as much money as I did right out the gate either. You know, maybe one or two shirts, but definitely not, $1,500 in profit. That's not even what I, so I was blessed enough to be able to have it. But yeah, I mean, there's weeks. I mean, I went a month or 2 months without having a sale, but I never gave up. I kept pushing the content. I kept making the content. I kept making new designs, experimenting. Oh, okay. Well, this is what y'all are buying into. Okay. Well, let's make more stuff like this, you know, things like that. Just trying to find a way. And like I said, it all goes back to, you know, the patience and the passion. If you don't have those two for what you're doing, you're going, you know, when you meet your first drought, you're going to be like, fuck this. And that's going to be that. And then you're going to be known as a quitter. But
right.
I would rather people quit if they know for a fact they can't do it than to expect success out the gate and fail and then quit.
Real talk. Real talk. My man said he took his last $131, man. Hey, to quote one of my bars, you know what I'm saying? This ain't about me, but I just feel like it's perfect what you said, man. Chances make champions. So I'm trying to be like Bill Russell. So, you know what I'm saying? That's what it is. You got to take chances, man. You can't be, you know, a lot of people are scared of failure. But, you know, even Michael Jordan, the quote he said, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. That's real. A lot of times.
I was just going to say that. You absolutely miss 100% of the shots you don't take, period. If you don't put yourself out there, you know, if you don't figure out, that's what I did. I figured, let me see if I can actually run a clothing line. I know I'm good at graphic design, you know, or at least I think I'm decent. So let me see if I can stretch this a little bit then. I'm already making money off of graphic design and making flyers. Why can't I use this to now make another source of income? So let's try it. At least I can say I tried, though. But I didn't say, I'm going to do it, and never get to it. And then I watch my homie sit and start one, and then I'm like, well, shit, that could have been me. I had one. And then I'm sitting there like, oh, what the fuck? You know, if I fail at it today, hey, I had a damn good 2.5-3 year run.
Hey,
facts.
If I was to absolutely go broke to the point where I can't run it anymore, I can't afford to operate it anymore, hey, it's been a hell of a good 2.5 years. I had some very good moments. You know, my store has actually, you know, sent me on vacations. You know, having this business has sent me on vacations that if I was just relying on my 9-to-5, probably would have took me a little bit longer. You know, I'm just proud of it. And, you know, like I said, if you don't have patience, you know, patience, you know, stop me. If I can leave with a simple message, I need everybody to stop thinking about the now. When you think about long-term, you build up security. When you think about the long-term, you're building security. You're, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, I'm trying to be like Damon John and FUBU. You know, not many people know FUBU is a $6 billion brand. $6 billion. Mm. And still in business to this day. And that's been in FUBU. Mm. And he would tell you, FUBU failed a couple times. FUBU failed a couple times.
Yep. Let me say that we only got 6 minutes left. I really had two more questions that I wanted to ask you. I'm going to ask you both of them, and if you can answer them real quick within two, you know, just give the short answers. One is it's crazy that you brought up FUBU, because I wanted to ask you, like, what's your thoughts on, you know, a lot of the urban black-owned clothing lines like a FUBU, Shine John, you know what I'm saying, Fat Farm, all that stuff, Rockerwear that was really popping in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, it's kind of frowned upon now. Do you feel like that's just because their designs are lacking and not up to date, or do you just feel like, you know, it's pretty much just, you know, that's just not where it's at? And, you know, with you being an urban designer, you know what I'm saying? And I hate to just put that term on you, but, I mean, you're a black designer, you know what I'm saying? So how do you feel about that real quick? Like, you know, why these brands are not as popular? You might get laughed at if you get seen as some Rockerwear or some FUBU these days.
I'm going to say I don't think it's the brand's fault at all. I think that people just look at, you know, they look at these celebrities and they want to be like these celebrities. You know, when you seen Migos come out and they were all in Versace, what happened? They were all, you know, they followed that trend. You know, when everybody, you know, everybody was wearing baggy clothes, you know, Soulja Boy, he had baggy ass t-shirts, 3-4XL t-shirts, knowing he's damn small. And what happened? Everybody, you know, what happened? Everybody was wearing, you know, but then you seen people started, you know, slimming their clothes down, you know, like Jeezy. You know, everybody was surprised when they seen Jeezy, you know, kind of switch up how he dressed, and, you know, he started not wearing baggy clothes, so wearing shit that actually fit. And now what's happening? Now that kind of went a little bit further than what it should. You know, people are, you know, some of the guys, you know, they're taking a little bit farther than they should and a little tighter than they should. Yeah. We won't go there. But, you know, I think it's a trend thing. They, you know, a lot of people are basing their lifestyles off of people that are out here these days, but for the wrong reason. I don't think
okay.
I halfway think I'm going to say it's 50-50. Some of it may be the brand's fault, or, you know, people behind the brand. Some of it may be their fault. You know, maybe something happened in marketing, or, you know, money failed somewhere or something like that. But I honestly think majority of it is pandering to society.
Okay, and that's a good answer. And I'm gonna hold back that last question because we only got 3 minutes. Man, I want you to get your shout outs in, and we want you to again plug yourself, your social media, where people can find you at. You know what I'm saying? And also shout out anybody you want to shout out. Go ahead and get your shout outs in.
All right. I guess most importantly, of course, you guys can follow me, like I said, on Instagram at THEJAYLAMAR, the J Lamar. That's also me on Twitter. If you're looking to check out my clothing line, you can check it out at The Hustle Is Life brand. You know, you can look me up on Facebook, Jay Lamar. It's facebook.com/ The Jay Lamar. What else could I do? Shout outs. I'll just keep it very simple. Shout out to everybody that's supported me up to this point. And, you know, shouts out to the people that doubted, shouts out to the people that helped put me in position to put myself into position. I'm surprised he probably didn't call in, but I have to give a huge shout out to the homie Dove C's because July 7th, he blessed me. And once I expose everything after the show or after that, everybody's going to understand why I'm, you know, doing all of these thankful shout outs every time I can for him. But definitely got a shout out to his organization because there's a lot of things I can't say due to non-disclosures, but he definitely helped be an instrument in a lot of the things that's been going on for the remainder of, especially the remainder of this year.
That's 100, bro. Hey, we only got 20 seconds left, man. So I just want to tell you, we thank you so much for coming on here and spreading that positive vibe, man. And anybody else,
I might have to come back. I might have to do this again. We might have to do another one.
For sure.
More than welcome. Anybody you know that needs to be a saint, a seed to be planted, unscripted, we're gardeners. We're gardeners. And, you know, with 10 seconds left, we up out of here, unscripted.
Unscripted,
thank y'all
we out.
Just made it further.